102.7 Kiss FM LA. After 7 o'clock, we've got this Ryan's Roses call. Also, we are paying your bills every single hour in the morning, so stand by for that. Tanya with the headlines.
Kiss FM headlines with Tanya Rad.
Well, Coachella is officially a wrap, and weekend two did not disappoint. Sabrina Carpenter brought out Madonna. Justin Bieber had SZA, Billie Eilish, and Big Sean. Olivia Rodrigo surprised fans during Addison Rae's set. And Karol G brought out Peso Pluma and J Balvin. The U.S. Customs portal will start accepting refund requests today from businesses that paid tariffs before the Supreme Court ruled them unconstitutional. Mayor Karen Bass will unveil her proposed budget today, addressing homelessness, the housing crisis, and public safety and infrastructure. And Snoop Dogg celebrated the grand opening of the first Dr. Bombay ice cream storefront on the Venice Beach Boardwalk. And now let's take a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
From this Toyota Dealer Traffic Center,
we make it easy.
You know, I didn't get to mention it last time around, but it is worth mentioning again that we still have those closures in Long Beach, and it's all because of, obviously, the Long Beach Grand Prix. Now, so they have the permits, right, to keep those lanes closed until about 5 o'clock this afternoon. The thing is, they could pack it all up before that, but just know that, yeah, there will still be a lot of those delays along Shoreline Drive. 405 South at about Victory Boulevard. Let's see. We have this tied, this mostly over to the right shoulder now. One car may still be sitting in that far left lane. The drive along the 5 South at Burbank Boulevard is now getting busy because of a hit-and-run crash. The right lane's blocked. The northbound side in that same spot are outstanding. Sigler continues, and things are a little bit slower than what they should be. This report is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Every now and then, you find a deal that actually feels like a win. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get more and pay less. Now, that's a good deal. No contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, all on Verizon's 5G network. Find it in the same place you've always found. Straightforward prices exclusively at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A cooler start to the week after a warm weekend. Highs today up near the 70s in most parts of SoCal. A high of 76 in Santa Clarita, 76 in Whittier today, and right now it is 54 in Hollywood.
KISS-FM, Los Angeles. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Every single morning.
The best morning show.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
iHeart Radio.
Guaranteed human.
So long, untouched, bone dry, not a plant can grow. About time I get back on my horse to the rodeo. Now I'm at the prospect convention. My friends walk in your friend's direction. Said Sabrina, don't you know Devin? And I was like, huh. When did you get hard all of a sudden? I could look you up and down all day. I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's. Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man. Sorry, I did not see the vision. Thank you, Lord, the fine you has risen. Big roof coming, I need a minute. Wait, I need a minute. Okay, here it comes.
Did you get so high?
That is Sabrina, 102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Monday, the 20th already of April.
Peace up.
Seacrest here, and we are about to pay some bills. Yeah. It's Kiss.
She was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out.
Oh,
oh, watch out.
She's saying, come get me.
Come get
so
me.
I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I
let's
told
go.
Her, I said,
in the street, but a freak in the bed that say,
Kiss FM. Hey, John, good morning. How are you, bro?
I'm doing well. How you doing? Good morning.
Well, good, thanks. So let's get this straight. Your girlfriend and you live with her daughter, right? And she's 18?
She just turned 18, yes.
Okay, now, and there's an issue. What is the issue?
The issue is I have, I'm not allowed to set any boundaries at all and say anything like clean your room. That's been going on for years. And recently she's been dating the same boy for like 3 years. And the strict rule is no boys in the house unless they have permission from mom or dad. And I come home the other day and the boyfriend is on the couch sleeping. And I told him to leave and he took his sweet time leaving. And I said, you got to get up and go. And he still gave me attitude. And like, he didn't want to leave. He feels like he's a man of the house. And when I told, I didn't even tell the mom, she called me. And I said one sentence, and that was it. We haven't spoken for a week. Because I'm the bad guy because I told him to leave. Even though
I'm being forced to move. You're not dad, so you can't really enforce rules?
Exactly. I'm not allowed to say anything.
Is that the issue?
And I pay half the bills. Right.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, Tanya, you might be able to speak to this because, you know, you're the new guy and you also are, you're the adult, so you should have some authority. However, I feel like the teenager doesn't, in his mind, doesn't have to listen to your authority because you're not dad. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and the boyfriend doesn't listen to me either because the mom backs them up and not me.
Like, I have no say in the house. That's not okay. Like, I personally think that that's something that you need to discuss with your girlfriend because, yes, you're not the dad. But if you're living with them, and I'm assuming that you guys have every intention of being together forever, she wouldn't bring you in her kid's life if she didn't have that in her head. And if that's the case, then you need to have some respect. Even though you're not dad, you should have respect as a parental figure.
Look, I've not lived this, but this is not you and the kids. This is you and your partner, your
100%,
girlfriend.
100%.
She needs to establish the rules and convey that to her kids, and you need to be a part of that. So there is respect. Otherwise, there will not be, and you will not have any sort of authoritative power. So go have that conversation right now.
Yeah, she's not talking to me, but I will first chance I get. And the thing is, we're different. I'm from Hawaii. We approach things right away. We're family. We approach things. We handle things. She's like, she would have been more like, oh, you shouldn't be here. You know, why are you here? I'm like, get out. You're not allowed here. Get out. So now I'm in trouble because of my approach.
Well, your girlfriend needs to help out in framing this, okay? She needs to be your partner and help out in this. And brother, you're not alone. This is a very common situation, and there's no, you know, correct formula specifically, but lean on your partner to help, all right? Thanks for calling, and good luck. And that is not unusual. All right, paying a bill in Antelope Valley next.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Every morning I'm here.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
All right. This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Mojou, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Hey there, this is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
Ryan Seacrest pays your bills.
So we need you to reach out, give us your name so we can call it and pay your bill. Like this, for example, Lucy Russo. Lucy Russo Palmdale reached out for the car insurance. Got to pay this bill. 30 minutes. Start the clock now. Tubbs, 1-800-520-1027. That's KISS FM. The clock is ticking to get your bills paid.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISS FM.
I'm on the 14 carats, I'm 14 carat, doing it up like my eyes. Now you say I got a touch, so good, so good, make you never wanna leave. So don't, so don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight, do my hair up real nice, and sink up, paint my skin. Your heart beating, 'cause I just wanna look good for you, uh-huh. I just wanna look good.
fresh on the floor. You still look good for you, mm-hmm. I'm in my marquee diamonds, I'm a marquee diamond. Could even make that Tiffany jealous, mm-hmm. You say I give it to you high. So bad, so bad. Make you never wanna leave. I won't, I won't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair up real, real nice. And sink up in my skin to how you're breathing. Cause I just wanna look good for you.
Got me lifted, shifted, higher than the ceiling. And ooh, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, 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 sugar, how you get so fly?
So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star. So high like I'm a star.
Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I mean, there is going to be a little bit of a slowdown for your 10 westbound side of Azusa. So lanes are being stopped so they could clear a crash and get it over to the right shoulder or a stall. 405 south at the 101 split. So we know that we had this tie-up. Now everybody is out of the lanes, or I should say not off the freeway yet, but they may have to stop lanes to clear it. That 5 northbound side at Burbank Boulevard, just the far right lane, is closed. Okay, so they've reopened up all the other lanes, which is great news. 57 south at Chapman Avenue, wrapping up a wreck that had been in lanes for some time. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. It's car care month, and Summit Racing has what you need for bumper to bumper car. Revive the interior, exterior, underwood, and more. Shop summitracing.com. Use promo code radio for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusion supply offer ends May 3rd, 2026. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. 60s along the coast today and upper 70s inland. A high of 74 in Los Alamitos today, 72 in Long Beach, and right now it is 55 in Hollywood.
Yes! On air with Ryan Seacrest.
LA starts the day with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. Like, he makes me laugh. Like, I connect with him, you know?
On 102.7
Kiss FM.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. 'Cause I think it's so easy. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my.
Olivia Dean on Kiss FM. So Olivia Rodrigo is back. Everybody is talking about that. A new single, a new album, a new dude too, right? New man.
Yeah, a surprise Coachella performance with Addison Rae. And it looks like she ditched the Gemini because we have two Pisces sitting in a tree.
Kiss.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out.
We get a lighter.
That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild.
Keep that in
and free.
What? I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real, if you don't know me, keep it playing with my bros. It look clean, don't it? Watched it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Keep me some 501 jeans on it. Roll up bigger than King Kong's fingers and burn them things down to they stingers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the day, I'm with your chick smoking gray.
You know what? It's like I'm 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face, looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy, it's getting kind of heavy. Relevant, selling it. Dipping away, time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe, flipping for pay. Tipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, folk, like a leaf, I put the in the jar.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young.
Care long as me and my team in here, it's gonna be some green in the air. Tell them, Mac,
blowing everywhere we going, and now you know it when I step right up. Get my lighter so I can light up.
That's how it should be done. Soon as you thinking you're down, find how to turn things around. Now things are looking up
from the ground up, pound up this Taylor gang. So turn my sound up and mount up and do my thing.
Now I'm chilling, fresh out of class, feeling like I'm on my own and I could probably own a building. Got my own car, no job, no children. Had a size project, me and Mac killed it.
THC, MAC, DEV, HD3. It's me, this is us. We gon' fuss and we gon' fight and we gon' roll and live on.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
Yeah, roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. And we don't care who sees. So what, we go out.
Young, wild, and free. 102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Thanks for riding along, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you're going, take us with you. So real quick, if you just got here, Somber tickets next to win, and we've got Ryan's Roses. First, let's talk about this. You have this trending report here about Olivia Rodrigo. She is back with new music. She's back with a new album, and she's back with a new dude.
Yeah.
Tanya.
So she was spotted out to dinner with Cameron Winter, who is the frontman of the indie rock band Geese. And he's kind of a big deal in the indie music world, like a very big deal. And he's only 24. Olivia's 23. But they went out to dinner, obviously very casual, very cool, very we're just friends energy. But we all know what dinner means. And this isn't the first time that they've crossed paths.
What does dinner mean?
I mean, you're not going to dinner with a dude like that. That's your friend. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Okay, we can put a pin in that. The two of them collaborated on a global children's charity benefit album a little while back. I did a little research on him. His birthday is March 4th, which makes him a Pisces. Olivia is also a Pisces. The compatibility for two Pisces is exceptionally high. So I'm going to keep my eye on these two. I love it.
Okay, you keep your eye on those two. So what about dinner? You can't go to dinner without it meaning something? And what does it mean?
It means you're more than friends.
To have dinner?
Yes.
I have dinner?
Yes. Who, just the two of you?
Oh, Sophia, the intern. Now you want to team up on me.
It's flirty and romantic.
Yeah.
And
dinner?
If you're just friends.
Having a meal?
If you're just friends, you're going with multiple, not just you and them.
It's not true.
It's
true. I have had dinner with a girl, and it meant we weren't doing anything else. We had dinner.
Was it a date?
Well, no, we had dinner. I mean, I bought. Does that make it a date?
Yes.
Yeah. No, because she talked about her boyfriend.
This is giving something.
And I gave
weird,
like advice. Okay, Tanya, it's called adult. You know what? When you want to grow up and be an adult, why don't you call me for your card?
My card?
Yeah, your adult card. Oh. I'm giving them out. It's laminated and everything. All right, Somber tickets next. Then it's Ryan's Roses.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Mojou, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me how you do. I wanna shut down the cloud with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild one, wild one.
Ooh. Oh, I like crazy, foolish, stupid, probably going wild, this pumping music, I might lose it, glass to the roof, how we lose it. I don't care tonight, she don't care, we like almost there, the right vibe, ready to get live, ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd, ooh, said I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band, might check 1, 2, shut them down in the club where the playboy does, till they all get loose, out the bottle, we all get fit, then again tomorrow, gotta break rules, cause that's the motto, club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me how you do. I wanna shut down the cloud with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones.
Party rocker, for showstopper, more shampoo, number one club hopper. Gotta hang over like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars. So cool. No doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof. All black shades when the sun come through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Round life, baby, to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't talk about high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life come Muhammad, then we hit fame. We beefing with the deal, we get insane.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me how you do. I wanna shut down in the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones.
I am a wild one.
Running with wolves and I'm on the prowl.
Up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. Never leave this floor. Don't need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the smoke. Lips stain on the wind. Race is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth. I might die.
Seven Kiss FM. So Ryan's Rose is next. Sissany is out today, so Michaela is doing the honors. And are you excited? She's very excited. Are you excited?
Sorry, like,
she's excited. Oh. I can tell. Kiss.
They gon' be really mad when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous. Between you and a million bones. They're taking pictures like me hitting a pose. It's alright to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. Are your eyes even open? It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing being so beautiful. It's a crime to be gorgeous.
They throwing a book at me. I'm booking at 80 miles per hour cause my jewelry. I'm cooking some collard greens. I ain't got no room for these. Then I got surgery cause of scrutiny. But he like my before and after pictures. He cool with these. I took off the wig and put some mousse on my new 4C. I put on the wig and take it off as I can. Well, please, I look like my family. I don't need to brag. You sag. Yeah, she got some. Can't avoid the pap. Can't even avoid the cash. Yeah, you beautiful, baby, but you got more than that. Talk to me about resilience. After that wax, you thought you wanted me. But now you walking around like you one in a million. He looking at me like he wants some beautiful children.
If there wasn't girl number four, they gon' be really mad when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous. Between you and a million bones. They're taking pictures like me in a pose. It's alright to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. Are your eyes even open? It ain't even really our fault. We make a kid and be so beautiful. It's a crime.
being so Christian in Louboutins. And now she got contacts with no close friends, and she lasered all that hair off, and she thank God for that M-scope. She wanna be chic when it's inspired by Heron. Ah, there you go with that smile again. She stay in school but she more privy to college in. Oh, now you unbotched again. You oughta cut off all them kids, they toxic friend. Ah, you getting showered in compliments. Huh, you feeling power but not within. I mean, I only got myself to appeal to. They got they nose up judging me, but ain't all of them real. So if they wasn't grilling, they gon' be really mad
when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous between you and a million bones. They're taking pictures of me in the pose. It's all right to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. All your eyes and come on, open. It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing being so beautiful. It's a crime to be gorgeous.
All right, 102.7 Kiss FM, all of the hits that you want. It's time for Ryan's Roses. So we're going to get Jillian in Northridge on the line. Hi, Jillian. How are you?
I'm okay.
So let me just set this up, because I read your email, but I don't think Tanya and Sophia have seen this. You say your husband came to you in a panic the other day, saying his phone got hacked and he sent inappropriate photos to random people?
Yes.
So explain what you think that means.
I'm assuming he's saying he got hacked and that someone is now, like, blackmailing him that they're going to send photos to his, like, contact list.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it possible for a stranger to get access to your phone and send photos to your camera roll from strangers? I don't know. You tell me.
So I don't know. I'm not Tubbs here. He's the engineer. So do you think that he's lying about the hack and he was sending the photos himself?
That's the only logical explanation is now he's just trying to cover it up because, like, I don't know. He's having an affair and was sending her photos, and then he did something to upset her, and she threatened to, like, tell me about it. So he came up with this whole story to, like, get ahead of it.
Do you know her name?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything.
Yeah,
He came to me with this information.
But can I ask you, were you already having problems, like, issues in your marriage prior?
No, not necessarily. He's just, like, I know him to kind of be a liar. He just doesn't typically lie to me.
Okay. Do you want this marriage to work out?
I mean, we have a kid, so yes.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it's not just like we can't walk away. You've got a child.
Yeah, I mean, and I do love him. I do love him. But if he cheated on me, then I don't know. I'm going to have to figure out what I want to do.
Yeah, so I'm going to take a break here. We're going to find him. But the question I have for you, and forgive me for, you know, the directness here. If you find out he's cheating, will you stay?
I honestly, truly don't know. I would need to know. I would need to know all the details.
Oh, I would not want to know all the details. All right, hold on. The call next. Ryan's Roses, Kiss FM.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I stretch your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same fight. Wait at your bedside. I'll stand right next to you. I'm going stateside. What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to
hang up and make me a headline. Boots, that's my ego boost. Schedule ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl I've been in. Ha, ha, made a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys out here the same?
LA's number one hit music station. This is Kiss. So we're in the Ryan's Roses call. She found out, look, she has been told that her husband's phone was hacked. And he sent inappropriate photos to random people. She thinks that he's lying, covering this up, that he is having an affair. And she was kind of already on to him, which is interesting, Tanya. She already felt something then this, so now she really can't get it out of her mind. But if he's lying to you and making up these excuses that aren't true, the question, and he's cheating, the question I asked Jillian, would you stay with him? I mean, for me, and I can't answer in the context and knowing what you're going, you have a child, so that is different for you, but in my mind, my knee jerk would be no.
Yeah,
you're a liar. You cheated behind my back. No, you don't get me. You don't deserve me.
It's a character thing.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that though. You said you'd have to find out the details. So that's what we're gonna do. Michaela is in the back room. She is gonna call and offer him some roses, and we want to find out who he's thinking about romantically. Who does he want to send? First reaction, romantic roses too. Okay? Jillian, I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then his name.
Okay. Ryan, you have my permission to call.
So be very quiet. Let's see if we can find out. Are you ready, Michaela?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Matt?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Megan. I'm calling from the Sunny Flowers. How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. So we're offering a special promotion right now, a free dozen roses to whoever you'd like this morning. No cost to you, no credit card, nothing. Is that something you'd be interested in?
No, ma'am. Wait, Mike. Is this serious?
Yes, and they're absolutely free.
Listen, how do I know this is legit?
Well, there's no risk, no money involved. You just give us a name of the person you want to send them to and a note, and then we'll get the flowers to them by lunchtime today.
I mean, okay. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can send them to my wife. It's Jillian. It's J-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Okay, and what would you like on the note?
Let's see. How about, can you write, okay, can you write to my honeydew melon? Mm-hmm. And then all my love cheeks.
Cheeks?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she calls me.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Matt, your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and I have your lovely honeydew melon on the line, Jillian. So, hi, how
what?
Are you?
What?
So, yeah, hi, we're all here.
Hi. What's this?
Hi. Well, this is a conversation that we're going to have about what's going on with you. So, your wife has had some concern about your relationship and your loyalty in that relationship.
Whoa.
And she thinks that you may be cheating on her. And so we're just here to clear it up. Are you sending photos to another woman?
Dude.
Are you
No. What are you doing? Dude, you're like coming at me so hard. No, absolutely not.
Actually, this
what
is, are you talking this, about? This is, the, yeah, this, actually, is, this, is no, this is soft layup.
For him.
Very soft.
Very, very mild for Ryan.
This is Pillsbury dough-ish.
Yeah.
Soft.
Respectfully.
So, Jillian is here listening. Jillian, why don't you tell him why we're here?
Matt, just tell me the truth. What did you send photos to someone or were you hacked? Just tell me the truth.
That's exactly what happened, but I'm a little just caught off guard right now.
Well, so are we, bro. Like, this was not what I wanted to do today. But you were very cagey about sending the roses to your wife. It didn't sound like a lot of passion and romance in your voice when you found out you're going to send a beautiful, gorgeous. These are from Holland, these roses.
I mean, listen, that sounds great and everything. I'm a little trepidatious to do anything, giving out personal information right now because I was just hacked.
So is there anything going on with you, cheeks, and another fruit, another person? You've got your honeydew here, but anybody else?
Okay, I see what you're trying to do. I'm not, but listen, Jillian, you're on the line, yeah?
I'm here. Just tell me the truth.
Okay. I'm not cheating on you. I'm not cheating on you. And listen, it's just like I got a random number. A random text just from some number that I didn't know. It turned out to be a lady. I did not know her. And she sent me a text that said, are we still on for tonight? And I said, you have the wrong number. Okay. And then she sent me a picture and we started talking and that's it. Right. And then I sent a couple pictures back and that's it.
Why would you do that?
It was a mistake.
So
I don't know
why.
You're lying.
I don't know why I did that. It was a mistake. But then immediately I realized I'm getting hacked because she said she was going to send my photos to all my contacts, including my family, including my work, including you. And she started threatening me. And so I just came to you and I was like, listen, I'm getting hacked. That's the story. But baby, I'm not cheating on you. That's not cheating.
How am I supposed to believe you? You already lied once, and now you're, like, changing the lie again.
Exactly.
What lie? What are you talking about? I told you exactly what happened.
You said your phone was hacked. It's extortion. But not that, I actively texted nudes to some other girl.
Yeah, you sent your cantaloupe to another woman.
You're trying to paint a picture like I'm cheating on my wife, and I would never do that.
Okay,
you literally sent pictures to someone.
That's cheating.
That's not cheating.
Yes, it is.
That's not cheating.
And that might be the tip of the iceberg. I don't know what else you've done.
What do you mean what else I've done? I've done nothing.
You cheated.
How am I supposed to believe you?
Stop saying that. What? My story hasn't changed.
Okay,
I told you.
We got to go. Matt, bro, we got to go. Your wife doesn't trust you. Your wife doesn't believe you. There's a reason for that. You got to fix it. Jillian, thank you so much for reaching out. Good luck with this, okay?
Thanks.
Do we believe Matt?
No.
Okay. Michaela, do you believe Matt?
I mean, I believe what he said happened, but I don't trust him.
Ugh.
Kiss FM.